Right? And then what else did you say?
I'll bet gangster folk is real.
Nah. Danny, what was the
other? John Wesley Harding said it himself on stage, so that's why I included it.
Wait, Danny, what was the other one you said before that?
Oh, Cajun Rock?
Oh, yeah, Cajun.
Ken, that's the first one today you've actually rejected. Gangster folk.
Gangster folk, yeah.
That's the one that somehow crossed the line.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's the one the red flags went up. And
yeah.
Gangster folk.
Gangster folk.
Okay.
Not gangster.
Yeah, Ken's no pushover, guys.
Gangsta. Gangsta yeah. folk. Hi, you're on the air. You got a couple of genres?
Hey, yeah, I do. No one said surf rock yet.
No.
There you go.
That you believe in that?
Of course.
Yep. What else you got?
D-beat, like Discharge.
D-beat.
D-beat, like crust punk, but D-beat.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I got it. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, we say thank you for that. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because we're almost at 70. Come on, Andy.
Hello there.
We're trying to get to 100. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there. Has anyone mentioned Tropicalia?
No, but it's on my pre-genre list.
Well, it sounds a little yacht rockish.
No,
anyone
it's
mentioned Tex-Mex?
No.
Oh, Tex-Mex. I've heard of it.
Yeah, Tex-Mex.
And has anyone finally said, Andy, go to hell?
Has anybody said that? No.
That would be a first.
Yeah.
I think that's a genre.
Thank you.
Yeah, and in this environment it is.
We're at 65.
In this arena.
I don't think we're going to make it to 100, Andy.
And what happens? What do we not win? Anything? We have to take a prize off the second shelf and not the top shelf?
No, there's no prize at all.
You should have shelves here with prizes for your DJs.
You know, that's a good idea.
For during the marathon. Oh, you hit your number.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, great, you hit your number. Anything off the top shelf today?
Wow. So I want to put them
You can go home with this disc man from 1987.
Different height shelves? That's
yeah.
the idea?
Okay. Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. Got a couple of genres?
Yeah, I've got three. How about Barbershop Quartet?
I love it.
Doom metal. No, sorry, drone metal.
Drone metal?
Bands like Sun O and Om.
Hang on a second.
How about this for a sub genre? Incontinent Barbershop Quartet.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Oh, Lila Rose.
What did you say after? What did you say? You said Doom. I heard the word Doom in there. I think we got.
And Garage Rock. Garage Rock.
Yeah, we got Garage Rock. We have Doom Metal.
Drone Metal.
Oh, Drone Metal. There we go. Okay, good. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, if you're just tuning in, I envy you that.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. Has anyone said new metal?
Yes. Spelled
rap metal?
N-U. Rap metal? No.
Oh, my God. That sounds horrific.
I mean, it's terrible, yeah.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Bring back the Limp Bizkit.
If you're bad on this earth, if you're bad in this life, that's your
punishment.
Let's
see, what was that movie, Rat Race? And
yeah,
Rat Race. What was the band that closed out that movie?
Yeah.
Smash Mouth.
Yeah, Smash Mouth.
Yeah, and what genre would Smash Mouth be considered? Caller, do you remember Smash Mouth?
I mean, I know you're talking about, they did All-Star.
Yeah, kind of rap metal.
I believe it's called Disappointing Third Weekend Metal.
I'm not sure on that one.
Thanks, caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what about pirate metal? Have you got that yet?
No, we don't
have
pirate metal.
It's fun
There's
to combine.
Also dwarf metal.
Dwarf metal. That I would pay good money to see.
Kawaii metal.
We got kawaii
like
metal.
Japanese girls.
Yeah, believe it or not, we got kawaii.
If you're going to see a dwarf metal concert, I recommend getting there early. You want to get up close. You don't want to sit in the back for the dwarf metal
band.
Yeah,
give us an example of a dwarf metal band or something.
There's one called like Windrose, but there's a lot of dwarf metal bands, surprisingly. They sing about like mining and smelting ores and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you so much.
Maybe you've heard their hit song, Hi Ho, Hi Ho, It's Off to Work We Go.
I think those are different dwarves.
I don't know, Ken. It's hard to tell unless you care. Oh, listen, Ken, listen.
Yeah.
Hear that? That's our theme song.
Oh, yes. That is our theme song.
We're free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We're free at last.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. Has anyone said crunk yet?
Crunk. No, nobody said crunk.
Is that with a C or a K?
With a C.
C. See, is that with a C or a K? Yeah.
Now, I don't care. Now, when I say I don't care, is that with a C or a K?
That's with a C.
That's with a K, yeah. For comedy.
Yeah, K for comedy.
Thank you, caller.
And you can go into Crunk Core if you want to expand.
Well, I got Crunk Core.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's okay. What I used for Crunk.
So what's our final number, Ken?
Did you get Bounce?
Bounce? No, didn't put Bounce in there. Give us an example of Bounce.
Actually, I don't know. I think it's like New Orleans based. I'm
yeah, not, like Big Frida or something, like twerking and stuff or that kind of thing.
I don't know. I was mostly here for the crunk.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks
so
much.
Come for the crunk, stay for the bounce.
Now, Ken, if that was our last caller, let's say.
Okay, let's pretend that was our last caller.
What number? I know you were dreaming of hitting 100, and I know I slowed you up, and I apologize.
That's okay. We hit 72.
Okay. Satisfied? Is honor satisfied?
Yeah, yeah. That was fun.
That was?
Yeah, that was fun.
Fun is one of those words. It's like an elastic word, right? It means different things to different people. It
absolutely does, yeah.
Like that was fun for you.
Yeah.
But not fun for, I'm going to give an example, listeners.
No, I think listeners probably enjoyed it as well.
Probably, yeah.
My
it's
guess,
good. I guess legally you have to insert the word probably.
My guess is that you probably didn't enjoy it.
No, and
all.
I have to drive an hour each way.
Yeah. Can I let you in on a secret?
Yeah.
90% of those genres were fake.
Is that true?
No.
Could Can I let you in on a secret?
Yeah.
I'll be cursing you and the listeners all the way home. Out loud. Cursing you out loud.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Old Codger is filling in for Matt Fiveash in Weekly World Blues tonight.
Oh, great. The return of the Old Codger.
Yes. Hopefully he's going to get here sooner or later. This is WFMU East Orange.
Well, it takes him a while, you know.
I know.
Up the stairs.
He moves slow. He could take the elevator. WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM.
Oh, and can I do the legal ID?
I just did it.
Okay.
And we're also online. You want to do the very last part there?
Can I?
Yeah.
I don't want to, but I just wanted to know if I could.
Yeah, no, you can.
I don't want to.
Okay.
But it's nice to know that if I wanted to, I could.
Okay, cool. We're online at WFMU.org. That was the last part.
Yeah, check us out. Yeah, it's a whole empire of the air.
And stay tuned for the Old Codger and Weekly World Blues.
Now we have a baby and a pup. You ought to see the way that they cut up. The baby bit the puppy on the tail. Oh, you ought to hear that puppy well. He said, take that kid away. I don't want to play with him today. One day the puppy found a bone. He stashed the bone around the home. The baby found it under the bed. And he hit the puppy with it on the head. The puppy said, rawr, rawr, just for that. I'm gonna chew up your daddy's hat. The baby took the puppy for a stroll. They left the yard through a great big hole. When we finally missed the pup and the kid, you ought to hear his mommy flip her lid. But the neighbor next door brought both of them back. So the baby and the puppy got a great big smack. Whap! Got up on his two hind paws. The baby grabbed the puppy and they started to go. Boy, they sure put on the craziest show. We sat around and we clapped for more, but the both of them fell right asleep on the floor. And he was screaming with all his might. The puppy thought he was singing a song, so he started howling right along. First thing you know, we heard a knock, and somebody yelled, hey, stop playing that bop. To see the kid,
dog and the baby's a man. But in a year or two, if things keep up, we'll have another little baby and another pup. One more baby coming up.
For the boys on page 22, said my wife is John's wife and Henry's gal too. And in the good book on page 23, says she'll two-time you, just like she double-crossed me. Now, in the good book on page 24, says if your wife do the boogie first time, look out, she gonna do that some more. And let me tell you something about that 25th page, it says that backbiting women is all the rage. And in the good book on page 26, says to keep your wife home, boy, you got to massacre with a brick. Now, page 27, it reads like this. If your wife get hungry, give her a mouthful of fist. And then the good book on page 28 says when you go out to work, a bunch of pinchbacks coming into your back gate. And the closing up my sermon is on page 29, says a woman gets tired of one man all the time.
And welcome back to me. That's right. Courtney, T. Edison, did you miss me? God, I've been off the air for something like 2 years. I used to do a regular radio show here at WFMU. My motto is, I'm playing 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. That's right. I love younger women. Age 45, 50, but I ain't messing with no 40-year-old jail bait. Yes! Remember me now? That's right. Some people thought I was rather unpleasant. Well, to hell with them, that's what I say. So look, this is the Weekly World Blues. I'm going to play blues, because that's what I got to do. I want to thank my old friend, Matt 5S, for inviting me to host. Someone told me that Matt was said many kind things about me over the last few weeks when he was announcing that I was going to be sitting in for him. Now, I wish I could return the favor, but he's a punk. That's right. By the way, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Matt 5S, he's much younger than he sounds. I mean, guess how old he is. I know what you think, but no, he's only 84 years old. As a matter of fact, yes, he's just a pup. Well, I also want to make one other thing clear not as long as I'm here, Matt's not, so I can stake my claim. Right? I want to make one thing clear. This name of the radio show, Weekly World Blues, pretty clever, huh? I came up with it. It was mine. I invented that name. I hosted a show by that very name for decades on a, it was a 10-watt AM powerhouse on the outskirts of Cedar Rapids. And I'm not happy about the way that Matt just appropriated it without asking. I mean, come on, Matt. Give some credit. Maybe next week when he's back here addressed his perfidy on the air next week. And look, I'm not saying that Matt's a bad man. I mean, maybe he's a litter, but he's not irredeemable. He just likes to get rambunctious, have a little fun. I never forget the time that Matt, I watched, he shot a man in Reno. Oh, he was so mischievous. Well, as my old friend Billy Murray sang, he's a devil in his own hometown. Anyway, we're going to go to the music, the 70 RPM records, the blues. Look, tonight's show, Weekly World Blues, hosted by the old codger. I'm going to describe tonight's show in two words. You ready? In two words. Tonight's show is going to be Killer Diller. Yes, you stay tuned.
Boys, I don't want no more. I don't want no more navy beans. They're about to make my stomach sore. I had them last night and the night before. When I got through, couldn't shut my door. I don't want no more navy beans. Boys, I don't want no more. I don't want no more pinto beans. They're about to make my stomach sore. I had them last night and the night before. When I got through, I had to scrub my floor. I don't want no more pinto beans. Boys, I don't want no more. About to make my stomach sore. I had them last night and the night before. Get in the luck, ain't gonna eat no more. I don't want nothing favor of beans. Boys, I don't want no more. About to make my stomach sore. I had them last night, the night before. Run to his little house in the back and shut the door. I don't want nothing save our beans. Boys, I don't want no. Thank you.
your business. You own my mind all the time. You looking good to me.
Hey, listen here, brother. Now the man I got, he's a hard-working man. He works hard all the time. And on a Saturday night, when he bring me his pay, he better not be short one dime.
Now, man like that, you are lucky to land.
Why?
Coffee's a brand new fool and a monkey man.
Let me get the toll. If I had you.
If you had me.
I'd make you get your a job. Working all day long, carrying a heart. Your company, I would ignore. I'd make you sleep down on the kitchen floor. I wouldn't allow.
You wouldn't allow.
You a decent suit. I'd make you wear a shoe and a boot. I would not care if you did get mad. I'd keep you looking like something that the buzzards had. So nowadays, girls, it pays to treat them rough. So get yourself a monkey man and make them strut their stuff.
Come here, come here. If I had you,
what would you do?
I'd make you get you a job. Massaging clothes in some one wash tub.
That's a lie.
I'd whoop your head every time you breathe. Rough treatment, woman, is exactly what you need. I'd go out every night with my gals and I'd get full of gin. And you'd be hospital bound if you asked me where I'd been. I'd make you clam up a slippy elm tree. And if you slip,
who's I slip?
Your hip would belong to me. Now you know a man would put on this earth to rue. So take a tip from me and don't be no woman big fool.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're playing 78 RPM records tonight up the Blues on the Weekly World Blues. I'm Courtney T. Anderson, the old codger, filling in for my buddy Matt Frybash, my young compatriot, Matt. That was Raymond Scott and the Sophisticators. They were covering an old song by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, did Farewell Blues originally. Jabbo Smith with Till Times Get Better. We heard Butterbeans and Susie. Oh, boy, aren't they a hoot. Get Yourself a Monkey Man. Make Him Strut His Stuff from Butterbeans and Susie. The Whoopie Makers, we gave us Rush in Blues. And Bo Carter sang about beans. Yes, and in the beginning of the show, Sidney Bechet and his New Orleans feet warmers with Preaching Blues and Harry the Hipster Gibson. I knew him well. We're singing about the baby and the pup. So this is Courtney on WFMU to let me come back for one night. Gus Bodenheim's not with me, but I have a commercial later on in the program from Gus, because he's my commercial announcer. Look, just want to tell you people, I went to the doctor today, and I got the results of my blood test. It's red, and it's hot. Yes, people say, "You're Courtney, how old are you?" Well, first of all, as I like to say, I got shoes older than you. First of all, let's just say, I knew Casper the Friendly Ghost when he was still alive. Oh, he was quite a fellow, a bit of a troublemaker. Anyway, so before we go back to the music, I want to thank my engineering colleague, Joachim Feldspar. He's down here with me. He's mute, can't talk. He's winding the Victrola, and he's changing the styluses as needed. I wear out a lot of styluses with these old, some of these are actually etched in granite, some of these platters, let me tell you. Anyway, that's why they last so long, and they sound so good. You might not be aware, but Joachim, my friend, my engineering friend, he's the one who coined the phrase, pulling my leg, you know, which signifies just messing around with you. But when he originally used it, he was referring to his third leg. And also want to call out, he's listening in the audience, my friend Rudy Fair. He's an old crony of mine. He's a 78 RPM record collector like me, and he's the only 78 RPM collector I am jealous of. I covet so many. He has so many rarities. I once tried to swindle Rudy out of a single known test pressing of Sophie Tucker doing a very boozy version of Lucille Bogan's Shave 'Em Dry. but Rudy, he changed the labels, and I ended up with a test pressing of Annette Hanshaw singing I Fall Down and Go Boom. Ah, Rudy beat me again. Can't stand Annette Hanshaw. Hey, look, so let's go back to the music, hear the blues on the Weekly World Blues with Courtney T. Anderson, the old codger here on WFMU. I think I got one here, a great platter from Una Mae Carlisle.
Though my style is breezy and my smile is teasy, if you think I'm easy, throw it out your mind. Should your heart start hurting, wondering if I'm flirting, and your head's uncertain, throw it out your mind. Anyone can plainly see, unless they are blind, that I'm yours exclusively. I'm the one-track kind. When you're out without me, never worry about me. Anytime you doubt me, throw it out your mind. Thank you. style is breezy and my smile is teasy. If you think I'm easy, throw it out your mind. Should your heart start hurting, wondering if I'm flirting, and your head's uncertain, throw it out your mind. Anyone can plainly see, unless they are blind, that I'm yours exclusively. I'm the one-track kind. When you're out without me, never worry about me. Anytime you doubt me, throw it out your mind. Throw it out of your mind.
White folk go to butcher shop, buy that old cow beef. Doctors go to the smokehouse, grab that ham that's sweet. Ham beef all meat,
always red meat.
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 Folks in the dining room eating on the mutton and lamb. Doc is in the kitchen going for the good sweet ham. Ham beats all meat,
always good and sweet.
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 Beats all meat,
always crispy.
Ham beats all meat,
always red meat.
Ham beats all meat,
always crispy.
Ham beats all meat,
always red meat. My man.
my good for nothing
But that was Clara Smith, and she's singing about her good-for-nothing man. Before that, Dr. Humphrey Bait and his Possum Hunters singing Ham Beats All Meat. That's right, going out to all you carnivores. And Una May Carlisle did Throw It Out Your Mind. So taking a little break here because it's a little bit past the halfway point of the program. This is the Weekly World Blues on WFMU. My name is Courtney T. Edison. I invented the concept of a blues radio show. I called it Weekly World Blues. It was probably about 60 years ago when I did. Nah, 60, what, 160? I can't even count anymore. The decades just fly by, I tell you. Anyway, filling in for Matt Fiveash this week, my young buddy Matt. So anyway, people who used to listen to me know, this is a non-commercial station. But not now. I play commercials. I got to pay the bills. You know, do you think I'm doing this for free? No. Anyway, so we got a commercial here. This was when Gus Bodenheim was my commercial announcer. He did a very fine job. He kept it to a minute or less. That's what was great about him. Didn't drag on like I hear he does now. Goes on for 5-6 minutes or something, and he isn't even selling anything. Well, anyway, so this is here's Gus Bodenheim, one of the proud sponsors of the Old Codger Radio Show on WFMU.
If you're as tired of beef substitutes, fake poultry, and plant-based patties as I am, Del Barton Foods has just the thing. It's called Beyond Mouse. Beyond Mouse contains no actual rodent nor rodent byproducts. Yet it brings the same delectable flavor, texture, and down-home yum you expect from traditional mouse-based entrees, minus the harmful proteins and minerals. This carbohydrate-rich substance contains only premium ingredients. Dense, meat-like, untraceable glutel, firm yet eventually yields to the bite or your money back. Skeletess, single-use straws cunningly repurposed for a convincing snap you'll swear was genuine bone. And hair, yes, hair, meticulously harvested from upscale children's barbers for a silky, fur-like texture that'll bamboozle even the most finicky verminivore. Beyond Mouse, from the Del Barton kitchens that brought you Implausible Vole and Hardly Hamster.
Yeah, that was a public service message. It was also a commercial. So go out and buy some of the fine products produced by Del Barton Farms and Del Barton Kitchens, Del Barton Industries, Del Barton Cryobiogenics, Del Barton Aeronautics. Oh, it's quite an empire they've got there. That Rummy Del Barton, he put it all together. He's an entrepreneur. That's what he is, a pure capitalist. He makes a ton of money, and then he helps buy airtime on the Old Codger Show to keep me on the radio. Anyway, look, we got to, this is the blues show, the Weekly World Blues. So, you know, it wouldn't be a blues show if I didn't play the Empress of the Blues. So, you know, I told Matt, you bet I'm going to play the Empress of the Blues. And here she is right now. Oh, God, I love her. Oh, God. Here's the Empress of the Blues, Sophie Tucker.
There's a man, has the old maids wishing for new ambition every time they see him passing along. What a man, he's a real live petter, a sweetheart getter, when I tell you I'm not telling you wrong. Has the arms that are big and strong, does he know where those arms belong? Oh, you have no idea. Has he ways that I love so much? Does he speak with his sense of touch? Oh, you have no idea. He's got a million in the bank, and that helps a lot. But say that million in the bank is only part of what he's got. Gosh, oh gee, do I want to swear, could he answer a maiden's prayer? Oh, you have no idea. Has he lips all the girls adore? Does he know what he's got 'em for? Oh, you have no conception. Has he eyes that are full of love? Do they show what he's thinking of? Oh, you have no idea. He's got that whatsy, whatsy, what, what people can't name. And say that whatsy, whatsy, what could make the wildest woman tame. Hot as fire, all the girls agree. Does he spark when he's out with me? Oh, you have no idea. Does he love like a desert cheek? When he necks, can he make him weak? Oh, you have no realization. Has he got what the girls all crave? When they're with him, does he behave? Come to me for information. He claims he's traveled quite a lot in far distant lands. I don't know if it's true or not, but boy, he sure has traveling hands. Like an auto, he changes speeds. Has he got what his Sophie needs? Oh, you have no idea.
Please don't think it I'm Santa Claus, cause Christmas comes every day. You can hear them sleigh bells ringing now, every time you turn around it's the way. You need not think it I'm a human being, it's nothing but a fraud. Cause I bring you present every once in a while. Don't think I'm Santa Claus. Lindy, oh Lindy, you're sweeter than sugar cane. Lindy, Lindy, say you'll be mine. While the moon am a shining and my heart am a twining, meet me dear little Lindy by the volumen I'm fine. Oh Lindy, Lindy, you're sweeter than sugar cane. Oh Lindy, Lindy, say you'll be mine. While the moon am a shining and my heart am a twining, meet me dear little Lindy by the wall, I'm in on vine. Now keep a little close the corner in your heart for me, heart for me. I'll be as good to you as anyone can be, just wait and see. If you promise what I'll ask you, we'll both agree, both agree. Keep a little close the corner in your heart for me. Keep a little close the corner in your heart for me, heart for me. I'll be as good to you as anyone can be, just wait and see. If you promise what I'll ask you, we'll both agree, both agree. Keep a little close the corner in your heart for me. It's Lindy, oh Lindy, you're sweeter than sugar cane. Linda, Linda, say you'll be mine. While the moon am a shining and my heart am a twining, meet me, dear little Linda, by the wall I'm in on the vine. Now everybody wakes for father. He sits around all day with his feet up to the fire, smoking a pipe of clay. Mother takes in washing, so is sister Ann. Everybody wakes at our house that day. Old man, it's Lindy, oh Lindy, you're sweeter than sugar cane. Lindy, Lindy, say you'll be mine. While the moon am a shining and my heart am a twining, meet me, dear little Lindy, by the wall I'm in on the vine. Father went to work this morning at a dollar and a half a day. Done took his feet from the fire, done throwed his pipe away. Mother's quit ticking and washing, so is sister Ann. Now everybody's taking vacation, said the old man. It's Lindy, oh Lindy, sweeter than sugar cane. Lindy, Lindy, say you'll be mine. While the moon am a shining and my heart am a twining, meet me, dear little Lindy, by the wall I'm in on vine.
Never can tell what's on a woman's mind, and if she's from Harlem, there ain't no use of trying. Just like the tide, her mind comes and goes like March weather. When will she change? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. The woman I love, she just turned me down. And since my sweetie left me, Harlem ain't the same old place. Though a thousand people smile right in my face, I'll search each hole and corner, from the Battery to the Bronx, and I'll search all the honky-tonks. Now there's some spots in Harlem, I'm told it's sudden death to let a body see you stop to catch your breath. Yet if you've never lived in Harlem, so the saying goes, you have really just been camping out. It's known as Driver's Row. Highbrow folks, some call them, live there, and you should know that I have a friend who lives there. I know he won't refuse to put some music to my troubles and call them Harlem Blues.
This is Courtney, the old cadger. I just, some of you people out there, the WFMU listeners, thought you'd be rid of me. I'm back. I'm back. I've not lost my fire. That's for sure. Well, anyway, that was, who the hell was that anyway? I can't even remember. Willard Robeson and his Deep River Orchestra. They were singing Harlem Blues. Little McClintock, they don't think I'm Santa Claus. And the Empress of the Blues, except no other, Sophie Tucker. That's right, but oh, you have no idea. So, I want to thank Lola Bear Pancake. You old listeners of the Old Codger Show remember Lola Bear. Lola Bear, she's my manager. Her management company, if you want to be managed by a professional, then I recommend Lola Bear Pancake. She's also answering people on the internet who are asking questions on the internet about the radio show. I don't have anything to do with that. That's Lola Bear. But anyway, if you want to be part of her talent roster, you should contact her. Her company is called Lola Bear Pancake. Her company is called the International House of Pancake. She's on Route 22 in Union, New Jersey. You can find her in the phone book. So go look up and go visit Lola Bear and sign a contract. That's right. She'll manage you. She's managing my Surface Noise Tour. And you probably wonder where I've been. That's right. The Surface Noise Tour. Well, maybe you've been keeping track of the Surface Noise Tour that I've been on with my cronies since I left WFMU. They've been filing monthly reports from the road. They're published every week, every month, whatever it is, in the East Orange Penny Saver. You get that newspaper, and you can read all about our hijinks on the road. And let me tell you, being on the road with the caravan of jalopies playing 70 RPM records, we're out on the road in nursing homes and senior centers and VA hospitals and American Legion halls, occasionally a Walmart parking lot, a suburban band shell, petting zoos, whatever. We're for hire. You'll get in touch with Lola Bear because we're going back out on the road after this show for more of the Surface Noise Tour. I feel reinvigorated being out there with all these floozies and chorus dames, these wild women, these red-hot mamas, these saucy Susans, let me tell you. And poor Gus Bodenheim, oh, he couldn't come with us because he signed a bad contract. That's right, Gus Bodenheim is not managed by Lola Bear Pancake. She did not want him as a client. And he signed a binding contract with Ken Friedman. That's why he cannot leave the station, and he's stuck on some afternoon program being an announcer when he could be out having fun with us on the road on the Surface Noise Tour. And he could have come down tonight, I suppose, but, you know, as the kids say, blues are not his jam. That poor Gus, he's really having a tough time of it. Anyway, I got a couple of more songs. Here's one for the ladies. I think this is Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five, okay? 70 RPM Records on Weekly World Blues.
Hey, Jim Dog, bring all the women right down front, right here in front of me. Bring all the girls right here. I want to talk to them about 2 minutes. I'm telling you, ladies, I want to apologize for beware. I tried to save the fellas, but they ain't nowhere.
Stew
I'm telling you.
Pigeon, stew pigeon.
Who that said stupid? Somebody called you stupid. Don't pay no attention to that. Just listen to me. Ladies, I'm telling you, the fellas ain't no good nowadays. Stick around. Don't be no clown. Don't let me down and listen to what I'm putting down. Pay attention. If he drives you to the beach and starts to reach, look out, sister. Look out. If he says you look fetching and want to show you his etchings, don't go up there. I'm telling you, don't you go up there. If he says you look good in a sweater, go home and write him a letter. Mm-hmm. If he buys you quarts of champagne, take a train and go to Maine. Get out of town before it's too late. If he says, darling, you look just like my mother, go home and get your big brother. Have them sapped up. What you sit there giggling for? This ain't funny. Look at us sitting there giggling. Hee, the devil. Pay attention to me. Don't be looking around at them. Look at me. Don't listen to nobody but me. Don't listen to Walter Winchell, Gabriel Heater, Ed Sullivan, Luella Parsons, Jimmy Fiddler, J. Edgar Hoover, Billy Rose, John L. Lewis, Dan Burley, Mr. Anthony, and nobody. Pay attention to me. If something happened to you this summer, you'll say I didn't tell you. I'm giving you some knowledge straight from the shelf. This is some jive I use myself. I found it to be successful to a marked degree, and I'm giving it to you free. If you want to take it for a ride in his car, don't stay too long and don't go too far. If he says, darling, I feel so lucky, tell him to get a train and go to Kentucky. If he says you look groovy and he want to put you in a movie, he ain't no talent scout and he don't know what it's all about. If he laughs at all your jokes, says he only drinks Cokes and your brand is all he smokes, then he want to meet your folks, don't believe him, it's a hoax. Tell him to get lost, he's the most. Put down that fashion book and pay attention to me. If he says, darling, I'm on the square. Go on home and leave him there. If he says he want to take you for a date and you look great, tell him to go jump in the lake. He ain't nothing but a fake.
You better stop that giggling. Look at her sitting there giggling. You'll be surprised what they're framing up on doing this summer on vacation. Stop that laughing and pay attention to me. Listen to what I'm talking about. Listen, if he wants to buy your clothes and nylon hose and take you around the nation on a two-week vacation, buy your diamond rings and mink coats and everything, and he's a mellow creature and want to call a preacher, you don't have to look out. You got him, hold on to him, take him home to mother. Look out! Don't tease him. Mm-mm, don't tease him, just squeeze him. Look out!
Something I've been letting lay. Any fish bite, got good fish. I'm a gonna fishing. Yes, I'm gonna fishing. I'm a gonna fishing too.
We had to finish up with a very short set because I'm running out of time. An hour goes by very quickly. I could program 16 hours. I have that much energy and that much fire. But there's other disc jockeys who are coming on. They're going to play crappy music. They're not going to play 78 RPM. Well, Becky might. Becky's a sweetie. I think she's got some 78 RPM. It looks like a 78. You want to use my Victrola? Hey, yes, yeah, she's got some 78s. Well, I'll leave the Victrola here, okay? Anyway, so that was Fishing. I think the Rota better put the wrong song up there. It was Fishing Blues. And anyway, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five did Look Out. So this is Courtney T. Edison, the old codger. I'm going to go back out on the road with the Surface Noise Tour. I only came back for, this is just a one-night stand here at WFMU. I was fitted in for Matt Fabash, that young pup. Remember, he's much younger than he sounds. He's only 84. He will be here next week, back hosting the program. I know you all love him. Me, I know you're ambivalent about me. I understand that completely. I'm used to it. Anyway, so thanks again for all the people who listen to the show. And if you're selling some 78 RPM records, just get in touch with me. Unless you got some big band records, I'm not interested in those. We have a word for those crappy big band records. We call them landfill. Okay, anyway, stay tuned for Becky, the honky-tonk radio gal, and this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York. She giggles a lot. In WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County, 91.9 FM. And I never understood what this means. Online. Is that the internet? WFMU.org, something like that. So stay tuned for Becky, the honky-tonk radio gal, here on WFMU. I'll be back, don't worry, some point.
Her voice is as smooth as a pearl, introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your home. Honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio
listening to WFMU. There we go. You're listening to WFMU 91.1 FM and the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program at WFMU.org worldwide. And in retrospect, my name is Becky and I play the best records of all time for you. A good selection of the best records of all time for you every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. I'm so honored to be here tonight, partially because I want to talk to you about the history of this program and what we're going to be doing in a couple of weeks. But in the meantime, I just brought a good box of records that I would like you to hear that are from my own collection. So for right now, I'm going to play Reno and Smiley. But if you go to WFMU.org, you can talk with a bunch of really great listeners, tonkers. Let's talk about our pets in the chat. You're listening to WFMU.
would I die? I bowed my head unashamed and cried. Made up my mind to start anew. Determined I'd forget about you. Just about then that old heartache starts anew. Yes, I'm still in love with you. Just about then that old heartache starts anew. No, I'll never get over you. Place you never come around. Started going out with someone new. Pretending there was never you. Just about then that old heartache starts anew. Yes, I'm still in love with you. Just about then that old heartache starts anew. No, I'll never get over you.
Winding trail of their northern paradise, a lonely Indian maid did send a love call out across the star-filled sky. To her young brave she hoped it sails, and it tells him of how she will love him until she dies. You can hear it echoing, far out across the lakes of nature's wild, wild woods, where moonbeams cast their mystic spells, and the whippoorwill chants its mournful.